Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, I'm conservative. Tribal war cry. So? Tribal war cry. Yeah, I'm Republican. So? Tribal war cry. Steve Harvey, he visited the tower. Ain't say nothing, no. Nope. Jesus visited the tower. Kanye said nothing. I'm a warrior, not from Golden State, no Kevin Durant. I'm not a cupcake. I ain't Muslim, but I stand with them, cause they under attack, cause of brown skin. You attack Muslims, refuse to be quiet, unlike Farrakhan. I won't stay silent, N-O-I silent nation. Christians won't speak against Trump's ban. Now that's real deep. Attack overseas and diss refugees, and in the U.S. you disrespect me. Diss Trump on the air. I marched in the street. I walked like a man. CIA watching. Trump talking reckless. 100 days in. Most of you rappers, what y'all saying? Yo gang bang rhymes, but you hesitant to say your drive-by on a president. Boo-da-da, boo-da-da, do. Boo-da-da, boo-da-da, do. Segregate my land. Wanna build a wall? I'll join Mexican. C4 make it fall. Attack my brown brothers. An act of war. Grab the clips. Molotovs in the car. Straight to Trump Towers. Building shaking. The black juggalo. Without the makeup. Land of the free, home of the brave. Attack my people, put you in a grave. Modern Nat Turner, birth of a nation. Shaka Zulu mind, it's what you're facing. Tribal war cry, tribal war cry. Boo-da-da, boo-da-da. Boo-da-da, boo-da-da. Boo-da-da, boo-da-da. And it shouldn't blast. It's sad to see more whites than blacks out there protesting. You see, you can fire the FBI.
True.
But Trump can't fire me.
Me? No.
God hired me.
True.
Yahweh.
Allah.
Allah. The creator. I wear that armor.
Proud.
No fear. BMA all day and night. Emacs the image. Rider music.
Gangster.
Underground.
Durant Sean.
Man, this is going to be like one of those interesting episodes. I can say that right now because already we have a couple of people on the phone line. So before I do anything else, let me say that you are listening to, and I thank you for listening to Al Porter, Man in the Street, Chapter 7, Verse 7. M period, A period, N period is an acronym, abbreviation for music, activism, and news. And for those who are at Emacs Radio on blogtalk.com, please use that phone number of 646-478-0944. Like the 216-804 number is done, like the 216-820 number is done. Let me give you three quick disclaimers before we start everything off. Disclaimer number one, you get info on this show. So I have pen, pencil, paper, laptop, desktop, smartphone, notebook for all the info that you'll hear. Disclaimer number two, if you hear something you don't like, hey, don't blame Blog Talk or Varsity Music. Don't blame them. Just call and blame Boogie Me direct at 646-478-0944. I promise I'll do my best to listen. Disclaimer number three, you may not want to talk, but I'm coming to your phone line and see what's on your mind. If you can't talk, please stay silent and go back on hold. But if you change your mind or you say, wait, I didn't get that out, you can always call back or press 1. I'm going to give you like a top 10 from a Monday to a Monday, music and entertainment, because if I don't do it now, I'll probably forget. Number 10, redebuting Emacs the Image. Number 9, redebuting Ricky Rich. Number 8, debut of Live from the Garage, number 7, debuting re-debut from Eric Magnus, a.k.a. Solomon Kane, number 6, yep, re-debut of Fatty Banks, number 5, moving up, Black Odyssey, number 4, well, that's nice, debut of, at least, if nothing else, it's the Black History Month Cabaret by Exceptional, and if I'm not mistaken, Exceptional and Sister to Sister, that happened last Friday. Number 3, wow, moving up. Last Friday was the Black House Sounds open mic. More on that in just a little while. Number 2, something else major is coming up. Debuting National Action Network Black History Month program. More on that in just a little while. And number 1, the biggest jump, had to be something major. How about the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame with DJ Yella and Lil Easy? More on that in just a little while. Before I do anything else, let me get at least a couple of things out of the way, which if I can, I will appreciate that because it might make a little bit of sense once I do it. So with that being said, I want to definitely say, because somebody pulled my coattail on it, before I go to the 216-804, that I missed, and I have to say, I didn't mean to, but I did. Definitely a rest in peace, rest in heaven, to Orr Denise Allen, a.k.a. Denise LaSalle, July 16th, 1939, to January 8th, 2018, American blues singer, songwriter, record producer. Since the death of Coco Taylor, she had been recognized as the blues queen with songs like Down Home Blues, Trapped by a Thing Called Love, Man Size Job, Now Run and Tell That. 2011, inducted in the Blues Hall of Fame. 2015, the R&B Hall of Fame. So with that being said, I want to move up until now and say a definite rest in peace, rest in heaven to Love Bug Starsky, May 16th, 1960, to February 8th, 2018. He was an MC, DJ, and producer. He began his career in 1971 as a record boy for the Disco Fever nightclub. As hip-hop began to grow in the Bronx, he did a track called Gangsta Rock in 1979, Dancing Party People in 1981, Live at the Fever 1983, House Rocker in 1985. He did the song called House on the Hill, Amityville, in 1986, which charted on Billboard's number 12. Passed via heart attack. 1984, he did a song before the Spike Lee movie. It was called Do the Right Thing. And so with that being said, before I do go to our first phone caller, for people who are wondering about the song that came out, I will say that if you do want to check it out on Facebook events, Emacs, Sheriff Kilroy, Tribal War Cry video, Facebook, 11:30 p.m. tonight, Eastern Standard Time. And also tomorrow at noon, Cleveland Standard Time, voiceofradio.com. They have invited Al Porter Jr. on as a special guest on a new debut show. So I'm thankful. I don't know what kind of show it is. Could be an all-dance rock party. Not sure. I was just invited down, so I'll be glad to do that. And also in regards to the song that we started out with, well, one thing I could say about it, kind of makes sense. It would be on a CMHA project, Cleveland's Most Hated Artist, track number 5. But I want to say that this coming President's Day, Monday, February 19th, on Facebook you can find it, Donald Trump versus Humanity, or Refuse Fascism Ohio as well. It's at 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time at the corner of Mayfield Road and Euclid Avenue. A street theater, will reenact the indictment and trial of President Trump and subsequent lockup. Come and give your indictment against him in the name of humanity and let Congress and the world know his crimes won't go unpunished. And that's Monday, of course, Refuse Fascism. So before I do anything else, since they waited so patiently, I'm going to 216-804. How are you?
Oh, I am doing fine, Mr. Porter. And I'd like to tell your listeners, in case something happens and they need a bail bondsman, they can always call the general, Ms. Donna Walker Brown, and they can contact you, and you can put them in touch with her. She does an outstanding job. She really does.
I do know of a couple of people, at least four, that she's gone through and been there with and at least helped out, including one of our people who was deceased down, Brother Lloyd Robinson, when they tried to hem him up for something that fortunately she was there for him. So I believe on that regards, the number is 216-702-1207. That's 216-702-1207. And I would just say, if people want to Rolodex or put that number in just a way, because in the way things go, you never know what false arrest or anything might come up, and you do need a bail bonds person. And please mention when you call that number where you got it from, man in the streets. Anything else?
No, sir. Thank you for letting the people know.
No problem. We appreciate that.
She just got a friend of ours out. Thank you.
Okay, and you're welcome. Appreciate that. And, you know, as we do things, sometimes you don't get a chance to do it that much. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to just, before I go to the 216-820 phone number, I want to at least go back in my brain, because I really enjoyed it, appreciated the fact that last Friday Black House Sounds had an open mic. It was the Black History Month program, first ever at the open mic night, and it was at Chandler Park Building before Black History Month, and it had facts from the show host, Mr. Powers. Even got into Brother Marcus Garvey and a couple of other things. The Black History Wall, where people were able to take selfies. There was green beans, potato salad, something to drink, and meatball hakadushi. Also, it was a big show because it featured Black House Sounds, the African Museum tribute song that debuted. You had tracks from Mr. Powers, Milligram the Advisor, Joseph Motley Jr. You had got a chance to see Hip Hop's David Ruffin, Mr. and Miss Parker, Carmen Classy Lee, Dorian Bryant changed his name to Cardinal. And it was just a tribute all show long to Black musical giants and legends, which I thought was just beautifully done. Before I do anything else, I'm going to at least let people know that I have to do it real quick, because you all will get on me and say I don't tell anybody anything that's happening. And so I will let you know that as I look at some of the things coming up, Stand Against the RTA Fare Hikes. The Stand Against the RTA Fare Hikes is happening Tuesday, February 20th, 6 to 7:30 p.m., Cleveland Standard Time. Clevelanders for Public Transit will meet at Neighborhood Connections. That's at Euclid Avenue, Agora Building, Suite number 310, Cleveland, Ohio, 44103. Free food, Stop the RTA Fare Hikes. Kind of riding a bus. You kind of need to have your ass there. And also, as I go back, and before I go to the next two phone callers, I'm looking at the 216-820 and the 216-609. I better say it, Reverend Al Sharpton's Greater Cleveland Chapter of the National Action Network Black History Month program will be this Saturday, February 17th, 2018, 3 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time at 7206 Woodland Avenue, Cleveland, Ohio, 44104. Holy Trinity and Cultural Arts Church, Pastor Clark, Elder Goodrum, and by request, Black House Sounds. You'll get a chance, if you missed it, to hear that African Museum, that's right, that African History Museum tribute song that was done. Free for the family. The message is, we are them. If we as a people realize the greatness from which we came, we would be less likely to disrespect ourselves. You know, there's some other things going on, but I'm going straight to the phone line, basically because they probably don't want to hear forever in the day about what's going on. this coming week and open mics and all that. So, 216-820, how you doing out there?
I'm doing fine, and I will not, and I will repeat, I will not say nothing bad like that. But I will say this. Black House Sounds make real Cleveland music. This is Mr. Powers. You know what I'm saying? The CEO of Black House Sound. And I just want to let everyone know that, yes, indeed, it was a phenomenal night this past Friday night at Black House Sound's open mic. Because, like I said before, you know, a lot of young folks out there, you know what I'm saying, they wonder, and some of them don't wonder, some of them don't really know where they come from. That's why we always have to study the agriculture of our black history to our younger youth to remind them of where the breed lies, you know, because like I say before, you know what I'm saying, when I talked about Marcus Garvey that night, I wanted to let everyone know that, hey, whatever it is that you are putting your mind to, don't let nobody stop you. As the Black House Sound song say, don't give up on your dream. You know what I mean?
Mm.
And that's what we are, and that's what we're all about when it comes to our younger youth. But for the very next open mic, which will be, if I'm not mistaken, February 23rd, 2018, where Chandler Park Building at Friends and Fellowship, second floor, you know what I'm saying? You could take the 28 bus to Euclid to get there. You know what I'm saying? It's right there on Euclid Avenue. You know what I'm saying? Don't be ashamed. Don't be afraid. And most of all, don't go look for no babysitter. Just come on out and enjoy the festivities and enjoy the food and fun for what Black House Sounds and the youth itself has brought when it comes to the entertainment complex. Also, still in the works, Black House Sounds documentary that will be coming real soon. You know what I'm saying? It's already in the works, so we'll keep you posted and let you know more on the release date for that. But until then, Black House Sounds is on the move. We do have a couple of dates set up for where we will be doing things. You know what I'm saying? I will be keeping everyone posted, not just here, but also online as well as in the streets. You know, everyone must know that, hey, Black House Sounds, hey, we're on the rise. You know what I'm saying? Shouts out to Black Odyssey, who's always being persistent. Shouts out to my brother, the founder, Joseph Motley Jr. You know what I mean? And like I say before, you know what I'm saying, you can also go to YouTube, Joseph Motley Jr., and check out the latest songs and videos as well. You know what I'm saying? Also, log on to Hurricane Bang to find out to find out more info about how you can reach on to his music. And also, you can log on to YouTube under Joseph Motley Jr. to find tracks with him available, as well as Mr. Powers, as well as Mr. Porter. Other than that, Black House Sounds make real Cleveland music. I hope to see everyone on February the 23rd, 2018, for the very next Black House Sound open mic, because I'm telling you right now, it is something you would not want to miss. Can't wait to see everyone there. One love. God bless you all.
God bless you. Man, I can appreciate that. And before I go and see who's on at 216-609 or 216-702, causes me to say, hey, the Black on Black Crime Incorporated meetings happen Wednesdays at 7:15 p.m. That's Cleveland Standard Time, 15415 Kipling, off of Ivanhoe, 44110, between East 152nd, St. Clair intersection, and on the other end, Euclid Avenue. Hey, if you're coming by Euclid and you want to get off, it's a little bit of a walk, about 15 minutes, but you can take the number 28. But if you just want a simple little five-minute walk, you can take the number 1 or the number 37 at that East 152nd and St. Clair intersection, and it'll get you there. Also, if you want to send anything through, you can via EMAX Radio, EMAXX Radio at gmail.com. Also, the Black on Black Crime Incorporated Hip Hop Workshop Radio Show is on voiceofradio.com. That's Tuesdays at 5 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time. You can also Facebook Black on Black Crime, Inc., or use the website to go to blackonblackcleveland.com. And, this is interesting, too. Let's just say I appreciate the fact that you mentioned the Facebook or YouTube of Joseph Motley Jr. Period. You can Facebook Sheriff Kilroy, and even Facebook the Black Man Army Man Demand information. And before I do anything else or go to our other phone callers, give me about 1 minute. Just 1 minute as I pull out the 10-foot step ladder for my soapbox, because, you know, last Wednesday at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame series featuring Lil Easy and DJ Yella, and they answered questions about NWA's history, the movie, what led to the demise of NWA. Now, DJ Yella said what the downfall of NWA was, and I like what he said. Members of NWA listening to outside influences. People in a group now, picture this, listening to outsiders' opinion on everything from what the core members should be doing, royalties, who should do what, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. They spoke on songs like Panic Zone, Supersonic, F the Police, Always Into Something, Straight Outta Compton, and a lot more. Lil Easy spoke on his father's legacy. Now, you can find this video on Facebook Live. Now, I'm telling you where you can find it. You can find it on the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame series on the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame Facebook page. It's the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame series with DJ Yella of NWA and Lil Easy. It's also on the Black House Sound open mic page. And there was also a DJ demo, a demonstration with DJ Yella and Lil Easy. He was just rapping his father's lyrics on a lot of different songs. Plus, you heard Black House Sounds members asking questions during the Q&A section. You also had DJ Tech Carmelis. Now, she was there, SOTC Radio, Radio One, and some others. I recognized a couple of people, white rappers. Now, you have free tickets, which included a tribute to Bone, even came from DJ Yella and Lil E. But in the video, second row to the right, yeah, you see Black House Sounds. Now, I'm thinking, you have free tickets. It spoke about on the radio, news programs and stuff, Free Times Magazine. And we spoke about it, and a lot of folks didn't go. I mean, a lot of so-called OG and NWA fans didn't go. You know, I heard it all. It's too cold. Cold by the water. But y'all will go out in 10 below weather for a sack, a shell, a 40 to get into some girl's panties. Or, you know, some ladies, a sex act with a married dude. But not going to at least learn about music business, get other insights. But y'all claim you real, you gangster. Look, I'm going to tell you about how I look at things. Rap's a personal hobby I love to do. Hip-hop's a culture that I live for. So if the things I do in a culture that I love are realer than you, and you're supposed to be a real rapper, like I say, I'm just a hobby artist. That's it. And I end up doing more than you do, but you say you're real. Get a little bit realer on your grind. Bam, done. February 28th, 5:30 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time. That's 5:30 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time. Free information on music, inclusion, diversity, and technology. So if you think you're serious about it, get a hold of 216-781-ROCK, R-O-C-K, a.k.a. 216-781-7625. Or go to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame website for real ones only. Let me go and see what's happening with this. 216-609. They probably go tell me that I'm not real enough. 216-609, how you doing?
Miley. How's it going?
Hey, it's going well. As a matter of fact,
yeah.
I saw that Facebook Live video that the Rock Hall put out. Over 5,000 views and questions that came from you and Mr. Powers.
Wow.
And we all on the second row. So what's going on with you, fam?
I'm doing good. Can't believe I represent with the sheriff and the whole elite, the whole squad, you know, and we keep trying to push forward,
right,
in a direction where they ain't, like, really looking. Black History Month. Hey, look, I'm just tripping because I was thinking about Sarah B. Say everybody, if you know who Sarah B. is, a great guy. Throw that out there, you know, Black History, Cleveland, Ohio concept. But like I say,
yes, sir. You're on live with us. And what I think I know what happened is. Wait a minute. Is that the new song?
Yeah, you gotta lift every voice, you know what I mean? I'm sorry about that. Sorry about that. You know, I had to freeze it up for one time, two times. But like I say, when it comes to this whole development in February in 2018, Black House Sound make real Cleveland music. Peace.
Peace. And I appreciate that. As a matter of fact, man, there was a song that was done for Black House during Black History Month, that CCR2, that I have to find real quick. I really do. As a matter of fact, before I go to the 216-702, I will at least take the time to throw out there if anybody wants to. I'm so glad that my man spoke on the official website, and if others people want to check him out, you can Facebook Champagne Bang on that page as well. You can also Facebook or Blog Talk D Gambit Radio or Facebook I Am a Superwoman Radio. For those who may not know, Alfred Porter Jr. period is on Facebook with a profile picture of a sheriff's hat, and that's Alfred Porter Jr. period. And before I go to the 216-702, like I say, people have been getting on me and saying, hey, you don't give enough information. So I will let people know right now that if you choose, it's the 2018 International Women's Day March, which will be in Cleveland on March 8th, 4:45 p.m., Cleveland Standard Time, 6:30 p.m., Cleveland Standard Time is the ending time, and that's on Thursday, March the 8th, 601 Lakeside Avenue, Cleveland, Ohio, 44114, okay, Willard Park. All right, the free step, the big gigantic step next to City Hall, that's where it is, and we will walk to the Old Stone Church and begin to speak. Man in the Street was definitely asked and invited to speak. And also, I should let people know that the Economic Development Marcus Garvey documentary and panel discussion, which will feature Ronnie Pointer of Horizon Magazine and Cassandra McDonald, Laws Foundation, will be Wednesday, February 14th. That's this coming Wednesday from 6:45 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time to 8:30 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time at 631 East 222nd Street, Euclid, Ohio, 44103. So that's it. Let me go and check out what's happening. And before I do, I did want to tell people that, hey, I appreciate those who call in, check out everything that's happening. I'll tell you what, I hinted at it. Instead of hinting at it, forget the hints. I will go on and at least let people know that another reason why we have that song that's hitting out the way it is, 6 foot step ladder for this soapbox. Hey, I got to give a interesting shout out to Vice President Mike Pence, who said, sporting events are no place to protest. Keep politics out of it. And during the opening night of the Olympics, when South and North Korea marched out together. Now, remember something. Opening night of the Olympics, a couple of nights ago, right before the weekend, all right? Pitching like a Friday night, something like that. I don't know what the time zone is over there for South and Korea and Korea in general. But anyway, during the night of the Olympics, you had the United States Vice President Mike Pence there Mister, keep protest and politics out of sporting events. So, you know, Mike Pence is there. South and North Korea marched out together in solidarity, side by side. And Mike Pence, being a respectful man that he was, kept his seat in protest while others stood in respect all around him. I guess this makes him, his new name should be Vice President Mike Kaepernick, or no, Mike Kaepernick, or Colin Kaepernick, or, never mind, I could do this all day. Look here, I know you didn't just tune in to listen to me talk, and so this is what we'll do. This is one of my favorites anyway, Black History Month time, and as I do anything else, it's always good to get to your announcements as you have them. So I want to say that Reflections of a Resolute Radical. Reflections of a Resolute Radical. So Reflections of a Resolute Radical by Don Freeman. You can talk to and meet Don Freeman, who's a founding member of the Revolutionary Action Movement, forerunner of the Black Panther Party, organizer of Cleveland's Afro-American Institute, former director of the League Park Community Center, and grassroots activist. Don Freeman brings 1960s Cleveland to life through firsthand accounts of activism, advocacy, and politics, like his work with Malcolm X, Stokely Carmichael, Kwame Ture, Dr. King, and other leaders, and a look at the front lines of the struggle for the liberation of all oppressed peoples, especially those of African descent in the U.S. That will be this Friday, February 16th, 6:30 p.m. at the Lewis Stokes Wing, second floor. That's 525 Superior Avenue. You can call 216-623. That's important now. 623-2521. That's 623. Wait a minute. That's not it. I know that's not the number. It's 216-623-2921. That's better. It's always better when you get the right number. So you can call the library, which is 525 Superior Avenue at 216-623-2921, or you could just show up at the Lewis Stokes Wing, second floor, 525 Superior Avenue. It's easy to get to. It's right downtown. All the buses come at least close enough to it. So with that being said, since I did take a look at that, we're looking at Black History Month and certain events, and I also want to forge and push ahead to something else that's upcoming so I don't have to do that later on. So I just want to put out there that the Black Wealth Music Group, Eric Magnus, iconic concert featuring Ronnie B. The Unforgiven live at Juniper Studios, so that will be 346 East Main Street, Alliance, Ohio, 44601. Special guests, Stone the Butcher, Al Porter, March 31st, 7 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time. Wow, Black House Sound will be there. You might see Queen D there. As a matter of fact, now that I'm looking at that before I do anything else, this number's rang back in, so 216-702, what's on your mind?
Al, this is Donna Brown. I want to talk about ribbons, wreaths, and things. They're up on Facebook as ribbons, wreaths, and things. They're also up on Instagram as ribbons, wreaths, things. And things is with a Z. You know, they're doing floral arrangements. They're doing custom-made wreaths. They actually had a Valentine's Day special where you could get 12 to 24 roses for $35 to $50. I also want to talk a little bit about Governor Kasich. You know, right now I know the Black community is a little bitter towards the Republican Party and President Donald Trump, but I want to talk about Governor Kasich being a Republican and him being against youth and adults in Ohio correction centers. I don't know if anybody knew what position the governor took, but he is against it. And I just wanted the community to know what's going on with the Republicans, since I'm supposed to be the black Republican in Cleveland, the inner city Republican movement. Also, I wanted to get back to December 20th, 2017 at 5:30 on West 80th Street of Detroit, the place where baby Jordan's body was buried in the backyard and charges were filed against his own mother.
Mm-hmm.
Now, be careful not to pass judgment against a mother of nine. As the visual starred, family members were all on the porch remembering baby Jordan and crying, while neighbors and concerned citizens from all around the city of Cleveland, ministers and the field general for Black on Black gathered, and they lit candles for Jordan in the front yard, while Loretta Ferguson, minister and community activist, actually led the visual. As I stood there, I thought about the pain, the suffering, and the broken bones identified by the coroner's office. I thought about the mother being overwhelmed with the care of one special ed kid and eight other children. I thought about the mother's mental state of darkness and confusion paired with depression that could only produce this type of tragedy. As I listened to the family and talked with neighbors and looked around at over 200 people, I began to cry at that very point, because I realized as a human with neighbors and in my own community and my culture, or any community, a village raises a child. Therefore, I am my neighbor's keeper, and the loss of such a young life has inspired me to promote talking and knowing your neighbors, because raising a special needs child requires having support from family, friends, and neighbors. So I ask anyone who lives in the city of Cleveland to commit to the Jordan Rodriguez pledge of being your neighbor's keeper and paying attention to the children that live in your community, because that's part of your life. And I want people to understand there are what we call products of the village. And the products of the village has neglected their responsibility. Because for every person to say, I remember when the village raised a child, right? And that means you was a product of that village, and you have neglected your responsibility by saying, oh, these youth, they wear their pants, it's hanging down, I can't say nothing to them, I'm worried about what they're going to say. Well, see, when the village is in full function, right, then the village don't let the children run nuts.
Oh.
The adults run it. That's just like you say you're going to take back your streets. Well, first you got to take back your house.
True.
So I ask people who are products of the village, step up to their responsibility and start, you know, talking to these young people, because they're not as far off as you think. And I ask that we as the black community, and we are the ones who formed the village, raises a child. I ask us to start talking to your neighbors and finding out about your neighbors, because we have been so committed to this no snitch rule, right? That it has devastated the inner city. It has devastated the neighborhoods, because, see, in other communities, that's exactly what they're called, communities. They don't call them neighborhoods. So I ask us as products of the village to take our rightful place in the village and start looking out for our youth. I hope to be at a rally where we are actually speaking out about these the youth and adults in Cuyahoga County, Nixon, in a correction center. You know,
right.
I definitely want to be at that protest, rally, whatever you want to call it, because I don't think you're in a sound mind when you have all these degrees in mental health and juvenile detention and correction facilities. For you to even come up with an idea such as that, that let me know that all the education in the world can't make you stop being labeled a damn fool. So I'm glad you ain't, but, you know, I'm just so upset with them even coming up with that idea.
I hear you.
But I want to thank you, brother, for giving me some time. I always want to give Ribbons, Wreaths, and Things a shout-out for your floral arrangements. If you want a one-of-a-kind gift, you want to get with Ribbons, Wreaths, and Things. They're on Facebook. They're on Instagram. Their number is 216-712-0365 or 216-702-1207. They're definitely about making sure that you have a one-of-a-kind, and I guarantee you won't find it in a store, not like that.
I'm here. That's true. I've seen that in action, and I want to say I thank you for calling to talk about that. And before you get off the air, believe it or not, our very first phone caller called to at least give credit and say thank you for being there once again to help somebody out in the community via bail bonds. It was greatly appreciated, and it's being spread throughout East Cleveland and Cleveland today, and even in parts of Euclid. So I just wanted to say thank you very much for what you did once again.
Well, look, I always want to help anybody in need in the Justice Center. If it's a bond to be posted, I always want to make sure that we get the bond posted, get that person back with their family, because let me tell you something, you can't win nothing behind bars, and whoever tell you that, from your lawyer down all the way down to the clerks, you can never win anything behind bars.
Thank you so much. That was deep and well needed. Thank you, General.
All right, bro.
Donna Walker Brown. All right. And I can say, I honestly can say I appreciated that big time. As a matter of fact, before I do anything else, I do need to at least just take the time and say, I'm looking at a 216-322. Before I do anything else, I think I should at least take the time to, it's a simple 6-foot step ladder for this soapbox. It's really, really, really nothing more than about a minute. Yeah, it's only a minute. As you know, July 1966, Fantastic Four, Volume 1, Issue Number 52, is when the comic book character, the Black Panther, was first introduced by writer-editor Stan Lee and writer-artist Jack King Kirby, may he rest in peace, rest in heaven, for Marvel Comics. Now, the Black Panther, alias T'Challa, king, ruler of fictional African nation Wakanda. He was a love king. He wasn't like Dr. Doom. He wasn't hated. I mean, they loved him. He had enhanced powers via tribal rituals, proficient in science, rigorous physical training, hand-to-hand combat, skills, wealth, and beat the Fantastic Four before their Native American ally, White Wingfoot, Freedom, during a test battle, mock battle. So even then, he wasn't considered a villain. He was the first black superhero, all right, with superpowers, years before the Falcon debuted in 1969 and Luke Cage in 1972. Now, for the artwork to be done, you know, colored in, mass-produced, shipped, it means he was created in 1965. Now, the Black Panther organization, they were started in October 1966 by their own accounts. So the Panther came first, basically speaking. Just saying now, there was in World War II a segregated tank brigade called the Black Panthers. So the movie now is based on a character who's noble, like a Batman, Bruce Wayne, Superman, Clark Kent, Captain America, Steve Rogers. So for me to come out and condemn or belittle a movie based on a character that I've supported, because, okay, I'm a nerd who read comic books, still kind of looks online to see what's happening. I'm just saying. Anyway, it's based on a character that I've supported. Now, I will give the credit where credit is due. I'm not going to fake it. I'm going to say two white men created the comic book character. noble character made sense, so I can't join in boycotting the film. It would be like me boycotting white people who helped in the Underground Railroad or the Civil Rights Movement. Although, don't get it twisted, yeah, they were behind slavery and segregation, but damn it, if it hadn't been for black people first wanting to be freed, because nobody can help you if you don't want any help, I can stand out there all day and say, hey, I'm going to do this, that, and the other for you. But if that person says, I don't want your help, I can't help them. So it's obvious black people wanted their freedom. For whites to even say, some of them, that, you know, something it really isn't in the Bible I'm reading, will help you. So with that being said, I can't do that. I just refuse. Because it, no matter who was behind slavery and segregation, it wasn't all of them. So, you know, I'm done. Over with that. I just can't go and boycott and picket every damn thing just to be picketing it. Now, if I was asked to march on the 1970s version of Luke Cage, not the new one, but the one who debuted in 1970s in a big yellow shirt and afro hollering, Sweet Christmas, maybe. But I'm not talking about this new version. I'm glad none of y'all really saw that one. It was kind of scary. Anyway, before I do anything else, I do want to take the time and also be, it's kind of comical, and I'll add this one for about a minute and a half, and it's comical to me, but an 8-foot stepladder goes to the 2018 Undies run, which was last Saturday. And it started at the House of Blues Cleveland, I believe around East 4th, Euclid, and just picture about 1,000-plus, if not way more, people. Mostly white, but it was inclusive, so you had a lot of other colors in there, but almost, you know, nude. Now, the reason that they were running, they paid to enter that and run was to raise money for the Children's Tumor Foundation. Now, I love the CT Foundation, no problems, but I have to ask some of our own folks, people who are affected by things like police murder rallies or police reform meetings. Wait, what about searching for missing children and women? How about a black history program that's free? You don't show up en masse for it. How about the Imperial Avenue cleanup? See, y'all not even asked to pay to be a part of that. Free. Get up out there and show how much you care. If you aren't able to make it, spread the word or pray for those involved. But then again, it's easy to do nothing. Guess white people running half-naked for a cause, thousands, hundreds, means they care about a cause that's important to them. Apparently, to some of us, some of our causes may not be that important to us until we get involved, and then we come running and saying, y'all need to do something about. Anyway, let's listen to this. Black History Month.
By the CCR, Cleveland Conscious Rap. Have you ever just long for a moment? Well, we was doing the right thing when we was in Africa before they even took us, right? Or was we doing the wrong thing, selling our people, and then they came and took us? Well, however it goes, it's really been conscious rap, you know what I'm talking about?
I'ma make it really right. Touch your heart and now you feel inside. You can see the pressure through your naked eye. Resistance will never put their weapon down. Can't say a lot, cause in the past they'll take you out. I remember Marcus Garvey. We return to Africa, they can't starve me. So why is all this hate and all this irony? What happened to conscious rap through rapping R&B? Martin Luther King died because of earning. My ancestors speaking to me through a journey. Hey. And you don't really care, don't concern me. No matter what they do, they can never hurt me.
I ain't listening.
No matter what they say, they can never hurt me. Banner.
Harriet Tubman through the winter. We talk against each other, close set up. Golden shackles in the chain, never let up. Through all our mistakes, we still get up. You can show me amazing things, but can you show me trust? If life was really good, you would be robbing us. And why you keep your secrets? Why you lying to us? I recall episodes, you remember the rules. I never thought my lifetime I'd see it through. Your own people take your life like working prostitutes. Everybody see the vision of the work is through. You believe everything on the news. Just a logo, a brand that be on your shoes. But when you left out, you lost the point of view. And you wonder how this monster enslaving you. No matter what they do, they can never hurt me.
I ain't listening.
No matter what they say, they can never hurt me.
I ain't listening.
No matter what they do, they can never hurt me.
I ain't listening.
My ancestors told me it's a journey, not today. Talk about the ancestors that I ain't never know. They changed our language and all our culture. They gave you Jesus and took you over. The pyramids in Egypt, a newer order. If they ain't stopped slavery, then they enslaved some more of us. Black said it best to set up the spell. You either selling dope or going to work or jail. Your children teaching the parents to work and fail. You a working man. And now your child is going gay, man. And now you wanna do something, but it's out of hand. See, y'all don't understand. If the blood can talk, got them eyes on ya. I ain't listen to old school, I was on the corner. And when Africans come to America, we phone it. We gotta learn to love each other like you left a homie. Politicians only care when you vote for them. This damn Negro huddle up an open gym. I give them food, I swear you can open them. Sex and drugs, they addicted every second in. Most people can't read a shame, thinking better than. Ask Bill Cosby, thank for what you said. Then you can't help but follow, cause they learning it. For every life went in vain, now it's over with. For baby mamas and baby fathers need companionship. No one wanna be directed, so the game shift. And your ego got you tripping on some danger. They don't care about us, what's the mothership? Thank God for my mother, Gail Brooks. Show somebody seen ya, I never leave ya. Even though it's hard to love, I will never leave ya. This is my baby sisters and my baby brother. To the seeds that they made, I don't see no others. White supremacy, I'm here to make a puzzle. And if you fall forward, then the dog is muzzle. Why every rapper you hear, they talking about a hustle. Currency don't come from God, so why you trying to bust yo? Instead of helping your people, you rather pull a back door. And you wonder why we all in the same struggle. No matter what they do, they can never hurt me.
I ain't listening.
No matter what they
say, they can never hurt me.
Big business.
No matter what they do, they can never hurt me.
I ain't listening.
My ancestors told me it's a journey.
And of course, welcome back. Before I figure out what's going on with that 216-209-4408 phone number, I do have something else to tell people, and that is the Art McCoy Radio Show airs Sundays at 5 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time on WERE 1490 AM. Also, Kent and Angelica, Wednesdays at 8 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time on WERE 1490 AM. And then MC Chill Radio is Wednesdays at 9 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time on WERE 1490 AM. Ah, and all three have something in common. You can listen online to www.newstalkcleveland.com. And as I prepare to go to the phone line, Saturday, March the 3rd, following the Black on Black Crime Incorporated Hip Hop Workshop. That's Saturday, March the 3rd, 7:30 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time at the Urbane Joe Coffee and Cafe. Presents the OPN Center Benefit Showcase, hosted by R&B legend Joe Lil of the Rude Boys, featuring reggae band Roz and Dub Flex, Big Squeeze, Amber Denise, Sheriff Kilroy, Black House Sounds, Live from the Garage, DJ Big Squeeze, of course, We Up Radio, Blazing Flame Radio. Woo wee! That's the same day my CD will be released. That's a blessing. CMHJ, Cleveland's most hated artist. So with that being said, I'm going to go to the phone line, 216-209-4408. Probably call and tell me they cannot stand coffee and cannot stand half of the artists on that bill. 216-209, how you doing out there?
Oh, Brother Al, this is Jive for Black Odyssey. And, I know I'm calling in late at the end of the show, but, you know, I'm always busy doing something. You know that. So I'm
right.
Sitting here with my man, Odyssey Blade, politicking real quick.
What?
Yo. Peace.
So,
nice.
You know we're up to something real good right now. You already know.
I've been checking him out, and I can say it's an honor because I've known of that cat for years, so I already know the power he possesses lyrically, and he's a thinking artist, so it's good to have you all together.
Appreciate that, Porter. You're a good brother.
Likewise, man. What else is going on for you all?
Living.
Man, living good, eating good, shooting more videos.
Okay.
Like,
yeah. And we, as Black Odyssey, got another video coming real soon too. So, y'all stay tuned. I gotta get y'all some more music, man. So y'all gonna get some more music out there. So you know, we got more and more stuff coming. A lot of stuff in the works. So for all those people who just need to get that info to check everything out, you can go to Google and type in BLAQODESSY. And go to Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, even Instagram, any major networking site, and you can find us, Black Odyssey. And you can check out my man, Honesty Blade. It's on the Black Odyssey channel, too.
What?
Check out his music. Man, we having fun doing all the wonderful things right now, so there's a lot more coming.
Well, I can say I already know what I have queued up from Black Odyssey, so that's no problem. But I do want to say and remind others out there, I started it off at the beginning of the show, but I let people know that you can send in material to emaxxradio@gmail.com. It's that easy, emaxradio@gmail.com. So we appreciate that. I really appreciate the phone call from both of you all because you all are doing something, and it's good to have more people of a like mind coming together and at least, you know, let people know what's going on. So I appreciate you all for calling in.
Appreciate you, brother. Always, brother.
No problem. Just hold on to the line, please, and I'll appreciate that. And as I leave out, I have something else I want to say, but I'll probably say it after I play this track. So my thing is just that since I appreciate the phone call that just came in, then I guess I should be smart enough to play this track because you do have to keep praying. Black Odyssey.
Yeah. With every eye closed, head bowed.
New day, new rhyme to say to my little niggas on the block, hoping crime pay. To my niggas in them cells, waiting to pray, trying to find ways to pop the gate. Straight out my broken home, full of hate. To all the young
young ladies having babies on their own. Please never say I can't.
Never say I
can't. Know it's hard, you lost a good job, but never turn your back on God. Keep the faith.
Keep the faith.
I know it's pain, so I'ma start my days with the Our Father. Baby girl looked at me and said, why bother? Ain't no love in this city, plus they got us working for pennies. They wonder why these little niggas ain't afraid about dying. America's bullshit, I'm not buying. So for the food, I'm with the two screaming, gimme,
gimme, gimme.
I tell the law, I'm just another dumb one.
But it's
through the storm, there's a brighter day coming.
Real shit,
though. There's a brighter day coming. The plans of a man will come true for you if he praying. Yeah, so keep praying, cause we praying, and I'm gonna keep saying.
They say I'm too serious, I don't have enough fun. I'm from the place where these kids carry the guns. Take it to school, show it off. Little dude got it to keep the bullies off. Making life decisions at a young age. These judges want all black men in a cage. Dear God, help us with the strife. Niggas locked up wishing they could reverse life. Situation is strife. You hear grown men getting raped at night. This is the life little nigga aiming for. Started out 13, kicking the door. Traded hoop dreams for hood dreams on a daily basis. Lil' Chris, 19, facing two murder cases. With a baby on the way, waiting with the judge. Don't say, hey, let us pray for the young and wild, cause all they know is what's found.
A moment of silence.
Yeah, said the plans of a man will come true for you if he praying.
Yeah,
so keep praying,
yeah,
cause we praying, and I'm gonna keep saying,
yeah,
keep praying, and I'm gonna keep saying, yeah, cause we praying, and I'm gonna keep saying,
yeah,
and we praying, and I'm gonna keep praying,
yeah,
so keep praying, and I'm gonna keep praying,
yeah,
keep praying,
yeah,
we gonna keep praying,
yeah,
keep praying,
yeah,
we keep praying,
no matter what,
love you,
keep praying,
yeah,
no matter what.
And to go along with that song, some of the stories in there was brutal about what happens in prison and everything, but it lets you know why the Black Man's Army man-to-man program is so important, where the staff will open up, Black on Black Crime Incorporated staff, as well as BMA, they open up with a brief statement of why we meet, participation policies and procedures, such as respectful attention, talk and stick usage, confidentiality, agreeing to disagree, note-taking encouraged. And our next one, this coming Thursday, 6 p.m., at none other than Collinwood. Hi, that's at the East 152nd St. Clair intersection, number 1, number 37, passes by. Right now, a couple of speakers in Black House Sounds will be handling everything from the mic duties to at least making sure that the people can be heard with what it is that they plan on doing. Ages 14 to 24, and we don't turn people away as best as possible. We just don't. We've learned better. And also, this coming Thursday, 5 to 7 p.m. at the Stephanie Tubbs Jones Medical Center. That medical center is in East Cleveland, second floor. It's the Democratic Ward Club meeting. Nathaniel Martin and others in East Cleveland. It'll be the first time that they've held it there. Special Black History Month meeting and program, and that's starting at 5 p.m. Next week, we get a chance to talk about everything from due process to what happened to the due process for the Central Park 5. What the heck does that have to do with domestic violence or anything? Also, we will get into just some of the after effects of certain meetings and things that we've dealt with, certain events. But my main thing is, hey, if you hear something and it sounds like you want to check it out, please, by all means, go and support some other people, just like you'd love for some other people to support you. Continue to look out for each other, pray for each other, and at least be there for each other. That's one of the most important things. I thank everybody humbly and appreciate you all. Talk to you all later on. Check you all out. Peace.